NATO's called a special meeting for today after Germany, France, and Belgium blocked a U.S. initiative. It would have provided military support to alliance member Turkey in the event of a war with Iraq. The veto created new tensions between Washington and Europe as the United States continues preparations for military action against Saddam Hussein's regime. NATO Secretary General George Robertson says he believes the differences can be overcome.
There is an honest disagreement inside NATO about when to start contingency planning. We are now working on that in order to get a solution to it. I have made the point, I make it again. It is serious that after 3 weeks we have not got an agreement.
The U.S. had wanted NATO to reinforce Turkey's defenses and deploy AWACS surveillance planes and Patriot missiles along the border with Iraq. NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. How's NATO dealing with this?
Well, NATO Secretary General George Robertson, whom we just heard, held a news conference to explain the veto decisions, and he said they were the result of a three-week argument which was heated and serious. He said it was not about whether NATO should provide help to Turkey in case of a war, but rather when such assistance should be provided. The three countries who vetoed the American request for assistance to Turkey all made that argument of timing. They say sending Patriot missiles and the AWACS over the Turkey-Iraq border now amounts to saying that diplomacy has already failed. Robertson thinks that in the future, all of the countries in NATO are bound to provide assistance. They are treaty-bound to do so, and he thought, therefore, there would be, at some point, an agreement.
What happens next?
Well, NATO ambassadors are meeting today to basically try to pick up the pieces. Turkey is reformulating the request for help itself, the first time it was done by Washington. Turkey can try to basically overturn the vetoes under Article 4 of the NATO treaty. Robertson said it was the first time in the five-decade history of the alliance it had been invoked. Basically, it allows member countries to call for consultations when they feel that they are threatened. So Turkey ultimately will probably still get its planes and missiles as well as experts in chemical and biological weapons, up to maybe 3,000 NATO troops. The U.S. has said it will provide at least a part of that. In the end, Turkey may get it on a piecemeal, bilateral basis from individual countries or from the organization as a whole. And the last thing that needs to be said about Turkey's Article 4 maneuver is that it's seen as putting pressure, moral pressure, on France, Germany, and Belgium to drop their opposition.
Now, how's Washington likely to respond to this veto?
Well, the U.S. envoy to NATO said today that NATO is facing a major crisis of credibility. We'll see much more high-level reaction on your side of the Atlantic this morning, but the warnings yesterday from Donald Rumsfeld, who is visiting Europe, are that there will be considerable anger. The veto hurts Washington's attempt to show the world that its old allies agree with its policy on Iraq. In the interviews that Rumsfeld gave to the European media over the weekend, he said the opposition of France, Belgium, and Germany was a shame beyond comprehension and disgraceful. And he maintained that these countries would be judged by their public opinions and by other NATO countries. Now, it's worth pointing out that people haven't had a chance to express their opinion in polls about the vetoes themselves, but as far as war goes, in every European country, without exception, people are about 70 to 80% opposed to war.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.